This is your instructor, Sage King, bringing you the tape, Programming Yourself for Love. Now, love is quite a mysterious idea. People seem to know what they mean when they say they feel it, but few are able to express clearly what they feel. Part of the trouble stems from confusion about the word. It has been overused and misused so much that many people think they are feeling love when they are actually feeling something else. For one thing, love is not the same as desire. To desire a thing is to want to have it in your possession, whereas love is never possessive. Love is not the product of desire, nor desire a product of love. They are completely separate. Although an object of desire can, at the same time, be an object of love. There are three key words which explain what love is. Understanding, acceptance, and giving. Understanding can lead to love, but it is not love itself. Therefore, it is less important than the other two. But many times there must be understanding before there is acceptance. The unknown has to become known before the fear it causes can be overcome. Very often, where there is a lack of love, it is because fear is present. Fear is the father of hate, which is rejection and self-centeredness. And ignorance can be said to be the father of fear. Where ignorance is replaced by understanding, fear is dissipated, and love can enter. But love will enter only if it is invited. It is an active thing and does not exist unless there is action on the part of the one who loves. We mentioned acceptance, but we are not talking about a passive acceptance, which is no more than indifference. We mean the kind of acceptance that opens the door and extends an invitation to come in. And when the guest is inside, the other aspect of love comes into play. Giving. Not the giving of things, but the giving of self, with no strings attached. It is loving for the sake of loving, and not for the sake of getting something in return. Not even just to please someone. For these kinds of love are false and empty. They will bring poor satisfaction, dependent as they are on another's whim. When you have a truly loving heart, you will not lack for others to love you. They will be attracted to you as bees to a brilliant flower. There is a great secret to loving others and being loved in return. It is to love yourself first. Unless there is already water in the tap, nothing will come out when you try to turn it on. Unless you have learned to accept and give to yourself, you will have great difficulty in doing the same for anyone else. Accepting yourself means acknowledging all your good and bad qualities and realizing this is the material you have to work with, then making the decision to go ahead and work with it. The love type of giving is not indulgence, but care, attention, and the effort to polish what is good and improve what is bad. To love yourself also means to accept the fact that you are worthy of love. Many people have the idea that they are unworthy of love because of things they have done or the way they've been treated. This is absolutely wrong. As it has been so beautifully stated, you are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. You are worthy of love simply because of the fact that you exist. Nothing you have done, nothing you have thought, nothing anyone has told you can alter that fact. One of the difficulties, some more difficulties that we have to contend with in this society are the ideas that our culture gives us, the things that we're taught. And very often these things that we are taught go contrary to the laws of love. One of the things, for instance, is that unselfishness is next to godliness. Now, that sounds good, but unfortunately, the usual interpretation is don't think of yourself. It isn't nice. And we display this by forcing children to share their toys or to take the worst choices of things, like the smallest piece of cake, if it's offered to you. Always turning themselves down with adults who let everyone else have the best. And it engenders the idea, it cannot help it, but engender the idea that other people are better, that they deserve more than you, and that there's something wrong with you. Another thing that's taught is that self-denial is a virtue. Wrong again. Self-denial is just that, a denial of your own essence. And self-denial teaches only one thing. It teaches only the habit of denying yourself. Nothing else. There is no special virtue involved. It is partly based on the false idea that pleasure is bad. And yet, our bodies, our minds, our spirits were designed to take pleasure in pleasure. This idea of self-denial is also based on the idea that suffering is good for the soul, and that God somehow dislikes all the abundance that He made. Not so. For God looked at what He made and saw that it was good. Suffering does no good for the soul. Self-denial, I say again, is a denial of self. The Buddha, one of the greatest teachers of love, tried the path of self-denial, gave it a good try for many years, and finally decided that no, this was not the way. And he abandoned that way. And Jesus did not teach self-denial. Jesus taught that we could have all the abundance we wanted, that we could ask and we should receive, and that God loved us, and that God would give us everything and clothe us like the lilies of the field. No, self-denial has nothing to do with love. And there's the idea also that self-indulgence is a sin. I used the word indulgence before in the commonly accepted term of being totally selfish, but that's not really what it means. It comes from the Latin word indulgere, and it means to be kind to. And if we say self-indulgence is bad, what's being said is that it's bad to be kind to yourself, and that it's bad to give way to your own desires. And this is based on a fear that if we indulge our desires, if we are good to ourselves and let ourselves have what we like, that we'll go crazy. Now, this is essentially a serious lack of faith in ourselves, a serious lack of love for ourselves. Mind you, there is a great difference between self-indulgence and self-punishment. Self-indulgence is being good to yourself and doing the right things for yourself in its true meaning, not in the way it's commonly used. Self-punishment is going so far that you begin to hurt yourself, and that's no longer being good to yourself. Something else we are taught so much is that we are all poor sinners. Over and over again, this is pounded into people, perhaps pounded into you, that you are nothing but a poor sinner. Now, how can you like yourself if you believe that you are a sinner, regardless of what you do? If you do everything you can to be good, and still you are constantly told that you are a sinner, how can you like yourself? It becomes impossible then to believe that you can really be forgiven, that you are worthwhile. And it becomes impossible to love yourself and to accept God's love. Let me tell you, and repeat it as it has been repeated so much, that you are already forgiven. You are already loved. And so it is time to forgive yourself. There's a way out now. There's a way to discover love and to bring it into your life, and to program yourself for it. You must recognize first that you must be worth something, or you wouldn't even be here. God went to a lot of trouble to make you. And you must decide to love yourself with all your faults and virtues, to accept yourself and to share yourself with yourself, and to learn never to speak about yourself in a belittling way. It is better not to speak. To recognize your errors, the things you do wrong, to make corrections, and then forget about them. And kick out your regrets. Remember your achievements. and dwell on them. Use your imagination here and imagine yourself loving and being loved. In terms of loving others, which is also necessary before you can be loved by them. See, you love yourself and you spread that love out to others, and then they will begin to love you. But there's a necessity for practice. Sometimes we find it a little difficult to begin loving, so start and love just a little at first. Start with God, then work on loving yourself. And here's one basic procedure. Sit quietly. Sit quietly, close your eyes, take three deep, slow breaths. And imagine yourself surrounded by a pink light. Imagine this light coming down from heaven and flowing all around and surrounding you. Imagine this color, and as you breathe in this pink into your body. And think of the word love. And use your imagination again and picture yourself standing somewhere with outspread arms, and imagine yourself sending out through your hands this pink light of love to all the world. Imagine yourself sending it out to the world in general, but then be specific. And imagine yourself sending it to specific individuals in your life, whether in the past or in the present. Or if you hope to meet someone, send that light out to someone in the future. But see yourself there with arms outspread, sending this pink light out, and then receiving light back. For you see, when you love and you give your love to many people, and those many people give their love back to you, then if you love 10, you get 10 times the love back. Send your love out and imagine yourself receiving it back. Forgive yourself in the same way. Send this pink light of love through yourself like a cleansing shower, and then forgive others as well. The forgiveness opens up the channels to love. And if you find this difficult with certain people, send them just a tiny smidgen to begin with, and try to increase it by a little bit every day. If you want to love and be loved, then practice loving. Practice loving yourself, and practice loving the world. And results will come. Don't worry about them. Don't be concerned with them. Don't watch every action and see, well, is it changing yet? Do it. Do it without thought for the return, and then the return will be allowed to come. If you worry about it, you will tense up and push it away from you. Don't worry. Do the loving. Love yourself. Practice it with the imagery and the color. Love the world and practice that with the imagery and the color. And the world will love you. I give you a new rule to help you with this. You've heard of the golden rule, perhaps, which says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Unfortunately, there's been a great misapplication of this rule because many people don't like themselves, don't love themselves very much. And so because they don't like themselves, they do unto others as they feel they ought to be done to. Now I change this and call this the uranium rule, a new one. And I say, do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. Think that over. Do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. And I leave you with the knowledge that in Huna, the word for love is aloha. And that word means, in a hidden code, that word means to share life. To share the breath of life. And to share means to give and to receive. Learn to love, but learn to accept it as well. Aloha.